We continue our learning. Le'ilu nishmas David ben Menachem Rosh and Chaim Yaakov and Pinchas Eliyahu. We're in Shabbos Perek Gimel Mishnah Vav. Here the Mishnah says, on Shabbos, you're not allowed to put a vessel, a kli, a plate, underneath a candle that has oil in it, and there's a wick on it, it's a lit candle, in order so that oil doesn't drip on the floor, doesn't drip on the table, but drips on this particular kli, not allowed. What's the problem? So the oil that's inside the candle is muktzah. Why is that oil muktzah? So that category of muktzah is called muktzah machmas isser. It means that person, that oil becomes muktzah. It's set aside for the candle. Taking out, as we've discussed in the past, taking out oil is a malach of extinguishing. So that oil is going to be muktzah. Now that it falls onto this kli, so that's also a problem. Why is that a problem? So that's because that's what we call mevatel kli mehechano, where you're nullifying a kli from its prepared mukhan, non-muktzah state. So what does that mean? So the plate was all fine. It was great. I was able to use it for whatever I like and I can move it. Now that there's oil on it, so now I am nullifying it from its use, because oil sitting on it is the muktzah oil, so that becomes the base to that oil as well, and I can't move it because I can't move the oil. So what am I doing to the kli exactly? So this is a machlokas rishonim, what exactly the problem is. This is an iser derabanan, and either it's an iser derabanan because it looks like boneh. Boneh means is where I built something and I put it in place. So I set something in place here because I can no longer move the kli because the oil that's on it is muktzah. It's like boneh, it's like building. And others say, no, it's like soser. I'm destroying it. Mevatel kli mehechano, nullifying kli from its use from its movable or prepared purpose, non-muktzah state, is like sosa, is like demolishing, is like destroying, because I can no longer use it as a kli. Either way, it's an issur d'rabbanan, and we have this question, let's say I have a garbage bag. And I put something in the garbage. Now I put garbage in there. I put muktzah. The bag was fine. I could have used it for whatever I like. I put a dirty diaper into a bag. The bag was great. I could use it for anything I like. I could carry something to shul with it. I could put something in the bag and move it around the house. And now you put something that's muktzah inside. Now I can't move the bag at all. That is mevato klim heichano. So that's a question whether or not we're able to do that on Shabbos. So that's the first halach of the Mishnah. But vimnostam about yom. But if I put the plate in place on Friday, find a mutter, then it's going to be mutter. Sounds almost like it's bidiyevid. There is a Rashi believes that this means it's permitted only bidiyevid. If I put it there erev Shabbos, it's mutter. But lechatchila, I probably shouldn't do that either, because we're concerned that I may move that plate. If that's a plate that I normally don't use for the candle, I may pull it out when there's the oil that dripped on it in the middle of Shabbos and not remember to do that. And others rishonim say it's not true. The Mishnah should be understood lechatchila. I could take any plate that I like, as long as it's underneath the candle before Shabbos, Erev Shabbos, then that's not a problem of Mevatel Kli Mehechano, it's not even a concern at all, because I did it before Shabbos. V'einei osin mimenu, v'fisheino min amuchan, says the Mishnah, you can't benefit from the oil that's dripping out of the candle onto this plate, because it's not prepared, meaning it was set aside for Shabbos. We mentioned the issue of muktzah machmas iser, so that's a problem. It's muktzah. Eino muchan is another way of saying that it's muktzah. Mishnah continues. Metaltelin ner chadash avalo yashan. Says the Mishnah, you're allowed to move a candle that is new, I mean it's never been used. And it's never been lit, so here there's no problem at all. It's not lit now, so it's not disgusting, and there's no problem at all to move it around. So near Yashan, it's a little bowl, never had oil in it, never had a wick in it. So you let it move that around. It's not muktzah, could be used for anything, but not Yashan. But if I have a candle, an old one that has been used in the past for a candle, even though there's no candle in it right now, that's what we call muktzah machmas mios. It's disgusting. It's used as a candle, which is something that we know I typically use it for, but because it's so disgusting, we wouldn't allow you to use it. It's considered a muktzah, even though officially it's a kli, and there's no oil in it right now, because it's a ner yashan, you can't use it. Rabbi Shimon Omer, kol haneros mitaltelin, chutz ben haner hadolik, b'shabes. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon does not accept the category of muktzah machmas mios, something that's muktzah because it's disgusting. Rabbi Shimon is lenient opinion in general when it comes to the laws of Muktzah as compared to Rabbi Yehuda's position. And there are several categories of Muktzah that he does not agree with. This is one of them. Muktzah mach mas mius. He says it's not true that you're allowed to move that candle around, even though it's an old candle. There's no wick and there's no candle. There's nothing on it. There's no oil. It's not lit. It's not a problem. The only candle you can't move is chutz min haner hadolek b'shabbos, a candle that is lit. So there's oil inside. It's lit. That's going to be a problem. And the whole candle becomes a basis l'davar asur, becomes a base to the candle and the oil itself. So that is also asur. And that's even true when the if the oil of the oil would come off, so that it remains a basis l'davar asur. We have that question. I have a pillow and I have money on the pillow, bein hashmashos, as Shabbos comes in. So then even if the money falls off the pillow, may remain a basis l'davar asur. Kavana may play a role, your intent may play a role, if it's usually used for money, but that's the general halacha when it comes to basis l'davar asur. Now, the halacha is that we do follow Rabbi Shimon, that we are allowed to move lamps in general, meaning we're allowed to use these candles when they're not lit, when there's no oil in them, meaning they're not being used right now as a candle, and I can move them what we call the tzorach gufo, the tzorach makom. I'm allowed to use it for itself. I'm using that little bowl, which is usually used as a candle for some other purpose. That's allowed, even an old one. And tzorach makom, if it's in the way, I'm allowed to move it out of the way. That is Rabbi Shimon's. But we don't follow Rabbi Shimon regarding what did Rabbi Shimon say? He said only a candle that's lit is muktzah. That is not true, because even if the candle went out, if it was lit bein hashmashos, we say migo de iskatzoi bein hashmashos iskatzoi luchuleyoma. Once something is muktzah bein hashmashos, it remains muktzah the entire day of Shabbos. So Rabbi Shimon, in that sense, we don't follow Rabbi Shimon. He said only a ner hadolek is muktzah. We follow even if the ner is no longer lit, as long as it was lit bein hashmashos, it's a problem. Then Mishnah says nostim kli tachas haner lekabel mitzotos. But if all you want is to catch the sparks, that they don't fall all over, jump all over the place, or fall on the floor, or fall on a clothing, or a tablecloth, I'm allowed to put a kli under the candle to accept literally the sparks. They're not tangible, so it's not an issue of mevatel kli mehechano. This, they're going to go out, that we don't consider this like oil falling onto it, and therefore I'm not nullifying it from its use, and therefore there's no problem of midaraban of bona or soser, as we explained before. V'lo yitain l'socho mayim, but I'm not allowed to put water in it, and this is true even on Friday, into a little bowl for the sparks to fall in, because that is causing extinguishing, and that is something that should be avoided. Yes, it's true that we've spoken about before that extinguishing is only usher me de oraisa if I'm making it into charcoal. So nonetheless, we're saying here that this is going to be a concern nonetheless. Why should it be a concern after all? Remember, just putting water in before Shabbos and then extinguish potentially, because it may extinguish on Shabbos, which is only derabbanan. It's not a gezer l'gezer, it's a double derabbanan. Nonetheless, the chachamim were concerned about this, and therefore no water in that kli which will extinguish potentially the nitzotzos, the sparks, because that's a problem of mechabe. We have to be worried about that as well. We begin the fourth perek, and this is the perek called Bamet Tomnin. It speaks about the prohibition of insulating of what we call hatmana. Now, hatmana, we mentioned before, is where I have hot food, and it's in a pot, and now, or in something, and now I want to wrap the food, let's say, completely all around, not leaving anything open. That's called insulating. That's called hatmana. What's the problem of hatmana? I'm not cooking. So the concern was, I'm not allowed, and by the way, the halacha is hatmana, the general rule is, doing hatmana with something that's mosif hevel, something that adds heat, that's not allowed even on Friday. But on Shabbos, you're not allowed to add, you're not allowed to do hatmana, insulate something even with an item material that does not add heat. That's a general rule when it comes to hatmana. And the concern here is, I'm afraid that if I'm allowed to insulate the food, I may cover the food with hot ashes and mixed with coals, with hot coals, and that may lead me to stoke the coals. So this is all part of the same issue of Shema Yechata de Gacholim, stoking the coals, the same reason I have problems with leaving food on the fire before it's completely cooked. Insulating is a similar concern that we have. So Mishnah here just goes through the different materials that are problematic. Bamet tomnin uvama ein tomnin. What can you insulate foods with and which ones can you not? So says the Mishnah, ein tomnin lo be gefes. Gefes, we mentioned, gefes is where we have olives that have been squeezed already, and now I have just the olives after they've been squeezed. That's able to be mosif hell of that, able to not only preserve heat, but add heat, and therefore we're more strict about this. And this is something you're not allowed even on Friday. V'lo bezevel, fertilizer, v'lo bemelach, not with salt, v'lo besid, not with lime, v'lo bechol, not with sand. Bein lach and bein yevashim. This is true even if they're dry. Certainly if their moist is going to be a problem, but even if they're dry. Now, there is an opinion in Rishonim that this is only true when they've... when we speak about moisture, we're going to the next part of the Mishnah, then we'll deal with the moisture a little bit. Here, this is not allowed, whether they're moist or they're dry. Then the Mishnah says, now we have a whole other list, here, v'lo v'teven, v'lo b'zagim, v'lo b'mochim, v'lo b'asavim, b'zman sheim lachim. Now the next list of things are only prohibited when they are moist. So that's straw, and grape skins, and shearings of wool, and grass. So those are not allowed when they're moist, but on Friday, you're allowed to do hatmana with these items as long as they're not moist. Now, what does it mean, moist or not moist? So we assume that when they're damp, they're moist, that's when they're going to raise the temperature. They can add to the temperature. And this, according to most Rishonim, is only true when we're speaking about their natural moisture, the dampness of the grass and the grape skins and the straw, etc., and even the shearings may be damp from the sweat of the animal. But if there's an external moisture that they have, that's not going to be a problem. However, the Rambam seems to understand that the problem is both. Whether the moisture is coming from an external source or the natural source are both problematic, setting this up before Shabbos, because it's mosif hevel, it adds heat. And that is the way the Shulchan Aruch rules. Then the Mishnah says, Tomin b'ksus, these are things I'm allowed to do hatmana for on before Shabbos. You can insulate hot food with b'ksus, with clothing, with pharaohs, with produce, with b'kanfenyona, with the wings or feathers of a dove, of a pigeon, u'v'nesora shel charashim, with carpenter's sawdust, u'v'nores shel pishtan daka, and combings of flax that are very fine. Rabbi Yehuda oser b'daka u'mata b'gasa. Rabbi Yehuda says no, fine combings are a problem because they will be most of hevel, but if they're gasa, they're larger, they're coarser, it's not a problem at all. And these are all these areas that we're speaking about. These are items that are not going to be mosif hevel. So these are things that I'm allowed to on Erev Shabbos. I'm allowed to cover, completely insulate the food. Of course, on Shabbos itself, even using these items would be prohibited.